Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, where we are picking up today with our Lord's ministry as we're going through the book of Matthew. It begins right here with the Lord healing Peter's wife's mother. All right, what we're about to look at, that's how it begins. The Lord comes in and he heals Peter's wife's mother. And I was going to take some time to really expose the error of false religion. That's how I initially started writing my notes. I wadded all of that up and I threw it away. I really did go into exposing the error of false religion and the error of popes. And all of the lies of men in thinking and trying to promote that true holiness is in not having a wife. And I decided I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that. I don't want to focus on error today. I want to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so I wadded all that up and I threw all that away. And we'll just suffice it to say, Peter had a wife, okay? The one who they're all looking to. Peter had a wife. All right, now let's read these beautiful words that are going to be our text. Matthew 8, verses 14 to 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, this account is written in the book of Mark and in the book of Luke. And I want us to read both of those places because they expound on this a little bit. Usually when you read one account in multiple gospels, you learn more of the full situation. So turn with me to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 29 says, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her and she ministered unto them. So he touched her hand. That's what Matthew told us. He touched her hand, and Mark tells us that he lifted her up. He lifted her up. Every sinner saved by the Lord Jesus Christ can say the exact same thing. Every sinner saved will say, he lifted me up from the deep miry clay. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way. and was wretched and vile as could be. But my Savior, in love, gave me peace from above when He reached down His hand for me. From sinking sand, He lifted me. With tender hand, He lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise His name, He lifted me. That's what God's people say. They don't say, I lifted myself. I'd had all I could stand, and I knew it was time for me to lift myself out of all my sinking sand and out of all my darkness. God's people don't cry that. They say, He lifted me, period. He lifted me. All right, look with me at Luke's account. Luke chapter 4. Luke 4, verse 38 says, And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever. And it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. So our Lord stood over her and rebuked the fever and grabbed her by the hand and lifted her up, and she was well. She was well. She was so well, she ministered unto them. That's an important thing for us to take note of, how well she was. She wasn't well, meaning that she was no longer laying at death's door. You know, the critical moment was over, and she was stable. Thankfully, she was stable and able to sit up, and they ministered unto her, and they gave her some soup, and she was able to eat. No. She ministered to them. Strength, health. What can I get you? She was immediately, completely well. That's what the Lord does when He heals. Every time. Every time. He heals completely. He does not start the work and leave it for anyone to finish. He doesn't get us started on the right path, and let's, you know, stay the course. When He heals, it's done. Completely healed. That woman went from couldn't move a muscle to busy as a bee. Honestly, healed. When the Lord heals, it's an amazing thing. When the Lord heals a sinner, it is an amazing thing. When He heals, there is no sign of sickness left. And here's the reason why. It's gone. It's gone. It is gone. Oh, the sickness of sin that we so desperately need to be healed of. Don't we recognize the sickness of our sin that we so desperately need to be healed of? I want to be healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be healed by Him. When word gets out about His ability and His power to truly heal, true sick people come running to Him. When the announcement goes out of the power and ability of this man to heal, true sick people come running to Him. Look right here in Luke 4 at verse 37. It says, And the fame of Him went out into every place of the country round about. The fame. hearing how great things this man has done. Have you heard about this man? The fame went out of him. That's why verse 40 right here says, "Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them." If a sinner ever comes to see his own sickness of sin, true sickness of sin, and the one true healer of the sickness of sin, and the fact that he does not turn away any who have need of healing, none. He heals them all. If a sinner ever truly sees that, he will come running, she will come running to the Lord Jesus Christ. They will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then that sinner will bring all of his or her loved ones who need the same healing. Don't you feel that need? Seeing what the Lord has done for you, doesn't it make you want to bring every single person that you can think of to hear about him? Don't you wish everybody you knew could hear about this man and believe on this man and cast their all on this man? Well, that's what they did in our text. Look with me at Matthew 8 again, Matthew chapter 8. Verse 14, it says, "And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is the healer of the sick. He is. He is the healer of the sick. And what I want us to see in this is what exactly he heals his people of and how he heals his people. What he heals them of and how he heals them. It says that he did all of this right here so that the scripture would be fulfilled. It says he took these things and bore these things so the scripture would be fulfilled. And I'd like for us to see, what did he take and bear, and how did he take it, and how did he bear it for his people? And I want us to see that from two scripture references that are here in my Bible. If you have a center margin, I have two of them for verse 17. Verse 17 says, "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." The two references are Isaiah 53 and 1 Peter chapter 2. All right, turn with me to Isaiah 53, where our brother just read. Isaiah 53, verse 1 says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" The only way that any sinner can believe the report, the only way, is if the Holy Spirit of God reveals the report of the finished work of salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit must reveal that to a sinner. That's the only way that any sinner can believe the report. God must reveal these things to all of God's children. Eternal healing, spiritual healing, is not of man. It's of God. It's God's doing in a person, start to finish. So verse 1 says, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" To whom is Christ? The Savior, the healer, the friend of sinners, the arm of the Lord revealed. Verse 2 says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not." This is the man who healed us. Is that not amazing? This is the man who healed us. He is despised and rejected of men, verse 3 says, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. We esteemed him not. But in spite of us, because of his promise, that the scripture might be fulfilled, verse 4 says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." That's what he bore for us. We just had a brother tell us to imagine what it would be like emotionally bearing all that Christ bore. That cannot be imagined. Think about all of the grief that Christ bore for us and all of the sorrow that Christ carried for us. He said in the garden, "I sorrow unto death." I could die from the sorrow I'm bearing. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. When Christ healed his people on the cross of Calvary, he healed them from their grief and their sorrow. That's a wonderful thing. You think about physical pain. I'd rather have that than emotional sorrow and depression and torment. Our Lord bore our grief. He bore our sorrow. That's what he bore for us as he was healing us there on the cross of Calvary. Don't turn back, but our text in Matthew says, the wording there says, he bore our infirmities and our sicknesses. Isaiah 53 words it by saying, he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Matthew 8 says, he bore our infirmities and our sicknesses. Which one is it? It's both. It's all of it. He bore all of it. You know, the scripture says that on the cross, he was marred more than any man. Physically, just all of the effects that come to these bodies, the sickness, the effects of sickness, the effects of our infirmities. He bore all of it. When Christ healed his people from their sickness, he healed them from their emotional sickness. He healed them from their physical sickness. Most importantly, though, he healed them from their spiritual sickness. He bore all of it. He bore all of it. Go with me to the other reference we had there, which is 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter 2, verse 21, it says, For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us. And if you have a center margin in your Bible, I love how it translates, for you. Christ suffered for you, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Verse 22 says, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. He committed himself to the judge. Verse 24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. When Christ Jesus our Lord healed us, he healed us from our griefs. He healed us from our sorrows. He healed us from our physical infirmities and our sicknesses. And he healed us from all of our sin. All of our sin. And how did he do that? He bore all of it in his own body on the tree. This is amazing to think about. The spotless Savior. The happy, peaceful, joyful Savior. The perfect, sinless Savior. The one who, verse 22 says, did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. He healed us by taking every vileness and every decaying wickedness of sin that was on us and in us. He delivered us from all of it by bearing it in his own body on the tree. He took it into his own body. I've told you so many times the story of Paris Reedhead being in the jungle, but what a good example, what a wonderful example, physical example of what our Lord did for us. This was a man who was a missionary back in the early 1900s, and he was in Ethiopia walking through the jungle with some native men, and they heard someone crying faintly, somebody help me. Barely heard this voice crying, somebody help me. And they listened and followed the voice until they came up on this man laying on the jungle floor in the end stages of leprosy. And they said, to look at this man, he was half a man. Leprosy had just eaten him away. And you could just see his bones and just see it, just, it was awful. And he said that that man was laying there. He had half a face, just barely being able to say, somebody help me. And he said, we knew there was nothing we could do for this man. But he said, as I was standing there looking at this man and looking at all of that vileness and all of that decay and all of that rot, he said, the thought went into my mind, something that you don't want to touch. It's just so vile, but knowing if you do, that disease could come to me. And he said, the thought went through my mind as I was standing there that if I could somehow pick this man up and all of this stench and rot, if I could press this to my body and press that face to my face and take all of his death into me and all of his rot into me. And if I could impart all of my health and youthfulness and life into him, and we could completely change conditions, he said, if I could do that right now, I would have a better understanding of what my Lord Jesus Christ did for me on the cross of Calvary. He took all of my griefs, my sorrows, my infirmity, my sickness, my sin, everything that I am, everything that I have, everything that is ruining me and killing me. He bore it all in His own body on the tree. And He truly, truly healed His people. Somebody's hear that and they say, well, why am I still sinning then? And why do I still get sick? And why am I still sad? It's because He bore all the sin and all the infirmities and all the griefs and sorrows from the cradle to the grave. We have not finished living it out yet. He bore all of it. All of it. All of it. And here's when we're going to realize it. The moment that we step foot into His sinless, sickless, guiltless eternity. That's the moment we're going to know He truly did heal us from all our diseases. Look at all His benefits. He redeemed our life from destruction. He healed us from all our diseases. All of it. We just had a brother read Revelation 21 to us. Turn there again. Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Christ has a bride too. Verse 3 says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. What that means is no more sin. That's what it means. The wages of sin is death. And if there's no more death, it means there is no more sin. Why? Because Christ bore all of it in His own body on the tree. That's the whole reason why. Verse 4 says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. That means no more grief, no more sadness. Why? Because Christ bore all of it in His own body on the tree. In that one moment, He bore all the grief, all the sorrow, all the crying. Verse 4 goes on to say, neither shall there be any more pain, physical pain, bodily infirmities, sicknesses. Why? Christ bore all of it in His own body on the tree. He touched the sin of His people, the infirmities and sickness of His people, the feeling of the sin and the sickness and the infirmities of His people when He completely healed them in His own body on the tree. And when the realization of that healing comes to one of His own, when that realization comes, there is a moment where the Lord reveals Christ to a person, one of His own. And it's not about the law anymore, and it's not about me anymore. It's all about Him. And when that moment comes, and every time thereafter that we go out into the world and we forget about these things, and we get so down and so sick and so full of sin and so whatever, and we come back in here and we hear about Christ again, the healer, every time that realization comes back to us, it makes a child of God want to rise and minister unto him. For Christ's sake, for the healer's sake, for the gospel's sake, for his people's sake. It makes God's people want to say thank you. Thank you. That's all God's people want to do, is they just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and so free. All of God's people will cry, Lord, all the glory for all healing goes to you. If I'm healed in any way, shape, or form, you did it, and you get the glory for it. All right, Brother Eddie, you come.